All right, welcome to another episode of Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This past weekend, we were in Ottawa, Ontario at the Carleton Invitational Tournament. It was a real tough test for us. Before we get into that, today on the show, we have our co-host, Diane Andreville. Diane, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Did you have a good couple of days off after our trip?
Yes, it was very good. Good to recover, yes.
Today on Meet a Gator segment, we have Ashley Malum, a third-year shooting guard who's very talented from Montmorency College. She's a third-year student in sociology. And we've got a fundraiser from Bishop's University, Bruce Stevenson, who also coached the women's basketball team back in the 70s. So we have an exciting show today. But first, we're going to recap our tournament, our play in Carleton University this past weekend. Diane, how did we do over there? What were the scores?
So on Friday, we lost against Carleton 65-74. On Saturday, we won against Ottawa 66-59. And on Sunday, we lost against UNBC 67-82.
Okay, well, you know, just to recap that tournament, we played against some really stiff competition. And in the end, we went 1-2 this past weekend, and we finished up our preseason 5-3 against U Sports competition in Canada. We were happy with it. You know, we played well against Carleton on Friday night. We ended up losing by 9. I thought it was closer than 9. It was about a 4 or 5 point ball game throughout, and they were a bit more experienced than us. And you know, I would say, Diane, they're a top 5 team. Would you not agree?
Yes, I would.
You know, on Saturday we rebounded, and we probably beat our toughest non-conference opponent in a couple of years. University of Ottawa, you know, was I think 3-0 coming into that game, and they managed to beat UCAM by 20 on their home court. So we were thrilled with that victory, but I think we emptied our tank in those first two games, and on Sunday we just didn't have that much left to give against UNBC, and we didn't play. I thought we scored enough points to win, but we didn't defend with the intensity that we would have liked. And I told the girls throughout that tournament, physically, I think we can compete with anybody in the country. I think mentally, we've got to get tougher. Diane, any stats that are of note from that tournament?
Yes.
Like, who were our leading scorers in the games?
So on Friday against Carleton, Mary was our leading scorer with 14 points, and Maud was second with 13 points.
Okay.
Versus Ottawa, Ashley Malum was the leading scorer with 17 points, as well as Maud with 17 points.
Okay.
And on Sunday, Noemi was our leading scorer with 18 points, and again, Ashley Malum with 15 points.
You know, and I think it's of special note that Ashley Malum was named to the tournament All-Star team, and she had a tremendous tournament, and we're lucky to have her with her today. Now, Diane, what did the rest of our conference do this past weekend?
So Concordia won both of their games this past weekend, won against Wilfrid Laurier 65-59, and they won against Guelph 74-45. McGill won against St. FX 69-41, and they won against Toronto 78-58. They won again against Queens 78-57. UCAM won two games and they lost one. One against UNB and against Western, but they lost against Ryerson. And Laval won their tournament, winning against UPI, Brock, and Memorial.
So overall, the Quebec Conference did tremendously well this past weekend.
Yes.
I was looking at the stats for the preseason, and our conference is 28-10 versus out of conference teams, which is just unbelievable, and it shows you the depth and the challenge that we face this year. How about Cégep games, Diane? Were there some games this past weekend?
Yes. So on Friday, Trois-Rivières lost to Champlain Saint Lambert. Vanier lost to Montmorency, and on Sunday, the Champlain Cougars lost to Dawson, and Sainte Foy won against Édouard Montpetit.
Okay, so that's a recap of this past weekend. We'll be right back with our Meet a Gator segment.
From a little village, baby, and large enough to be a town. You gotta get that way from the city. It's gonna bring you down.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're now on the Meet a Gator segment, and we're pleased to have Ashley Malone with us, a third-year student-athlete who's studying sociology. Ashley is a 5'6 shooting guard, very athletic. She's averaging 16.2 points per game thus far this year, which is, she's shooting the ball unbelievable. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Now, Ashley, where did you grow up? Can you tell us a little bit about your family?
Yeah, so I grew up in Montreal with both of my parents. I was a unique child for 10 years, and after I have a little sister, and now she's now 12 years old.
Okay, yeah. Now, can you tell everybody out there, when did you start playing sports as a youngster?
I started playing sports at the age of 6. The first sport I started practicing was soccer, and after that, it was basketball.
Now, where was your first experience with basketball, and when did you know that you wanted to become a serious player?
Well, my first experience with basketball was in my second year of elementary school. I wanted to try this sport, so my parents enrolled me in, and this is when I started practicing basketball. And I knew that I wanted to become a serious basketball player when was the time to decide my choice of CJP.
Now, how did you end up at Montmorency College?
The coach of Montmorency at this time was Guillaume Giroux. He was starting recruiting me since high school, when I was in the third year of high school. So after that, I love him very much, so I decided to go with him.
Did you consider going elsewhere? Were other schools
recruiting
you? Yeah,
there was also Dawson College and Champlain St-Lambert College.
Now, when did you injure your knee, and what was that experience like for you?
When I injured my knee, that was it was in my second in the second half of the season in my first year of CJP. This experience was not very cool for me. Well, I started the season very well, and after that, I injured myself. After that, I had my rehab, and the rehab was not going well too. So I had another one surgery to trying to improve my knee. So after 6 months of rehab, I had another surgery, and after I had to do another rehab. So it was like two surgeries in a year.
So you really got tested by the basketball gods.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're clear. Did you have an ACL injury?
Yeah, an ACL, and I tore my meniscus too.
Wow. So tell me, like, when you look back on it, was there some positives that came out of that?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was the first time that I injured myself, like, seriously. Yeah. And after that, like, I think because of this now, like, I'm trying to do every time my best. And when I'm injured, when I have something little, like, it's like nothing for me. It's because I don't want to go through this again. So
As a coach, you came back in tremendous shape this year. I think you're really understanding the importance of physical preparation.
Yeah.
Yes, that's good. Now, can you talk a bit about some of your success at Momo? I know you guys had great success. I think you were part of three national championship teams and three provincial championship teams. What was that like?
It was nice, very nice. Well, but I didn't play for the two. When we won the two first provincial and national, I didn't play. I was injured. But it was nice too. But on my third year, it was another feeling. Like, I was on the court. I was with the girls. I accomplished something with them.
Now, can you please talk about some of your struggles in the classroom and steps you have taken to help balance academics and athletics?
Well, yeah, for sure. At Bishop, it was the first time that I went to an English school. So yeah. English was a bit of a struggle for me, like for speaking, for writing. Well, but I think I balance everything because I have other people, for example, Moira Chambeau, who went to Montmorency, and I know that she can help you with English and with other things. So I think I have other people that are there for me. And
maybe you can talk a bit about how did you end up at Bishop's University?
I'm
sure you must have been recruited by a number of schools coming out.
Yeah. But for sure, Bishop was it was in my top three. I know that coming to Bishop, I had a playing time. I know that I can bring something to the program and change the program too. And
can you talk about some of the positives you've experienced at Bishop's, both in the classroom and on the court.
Yeah, for sure. Positive as a player, like I have a lot of playing time. I have a big role. Like I had a big role right away when I came to Bishop's, and for in the classroom, for sure, Bishop is reputed for to have small classroom, to be a little community. So everybody is behind us, and it's very nice. Yeah.
You know, I think you know, it was a courageous decision for you to come to Bishop's University, and you know, it must have been a difficult transition at first with you know, with the losses in your first year, and I know that, you know, me and you experienced some of that in the second half of your first year when they asked me to take on the position, and I'm wondering, you know, do you think how that stuff impacted you and as it made you a stronger player?
Yeah, for sure. Like it was for sure. We won at CJEP and Momo. We won like 3 times. So to come to Bishop, it was I think it was another, not a goal, but it was a new experience.
Yeah.
Like I know that I could bring something new, and
I think, you know, I think Ashley was overlooked a bit in her first year. She was carrying a team on her shoulders. There wasn't a lot of depth on the team, and other teams were scouting her, and they were pushing her, and that must have been frustrating at times for yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Well, this is what happened when, like, you have a good player with me, like me, like you have to, I don't know, to go after her and do everything to.
Now, I think your game has transformed a lot since you arrived. You've now become a dynamic scorer. All right, you're terrific off the bounce. Maybe you can talk to the listeners a bit about what you perceive to be some of your strengths and weaknesses as a player.
Like you said, like I'm a scorer. Like I scored the double figure this year. But I think my weaknesses is probably defense. Like I think I need to improve that a lot, and I could be a very good defensive player if I need to really focus and
Well, I'm hoping that I can quote you on that because because I would have to tend to agree with that. Ashley's a hell of an offensive player, and she can impact the game in a matter of minutes because she can heat up and hit shots. But we'd like to see her concentrate a bit more on her defensive assignment. And you know, in her credit, I know Ashley's working hard on that, and we know we're going to improve that over the course of the season. Now, can you talk a bit about your time commitments to basketball, to school, work, and family, and the sacrifices it takes?
It takes a lot of sacrifice because Bishop's is 2 hours away from Montreal, so I can see my parents, my sister, my friends. But like you said, I have friends here, which is my teammates. So it's like it's the same thing. And I know that to be at Bishop's and 2 hours away, I can be more concentrate on my school, on my works, on my basketball. So I have nothing around me that can affect me. So
you're pretty focused on what you got to work on.
Yeah.
Perfect. Now, can you talk about some of your goals for the season on and off the court?
My goal for sure this season is for sure to go to win a provincial with my team. I know that we can do it for sure. I'm confident. I know we have the team for it. I think I have the best players around me to win a provincial. And off the court for sure, like I would really like to have a 80% average this season. Yeah.
Well, those are great goals, Nat. Maybe we can just talk a bit about this past weekend. What did you know, well, we won't talk about the our last game, but our first two games against Carleton and Ottawa. How did you feel about those games as a team?
As a team, for sure, Carleton and Ottawa are two very good teams. Carleton, like, they are in the top 3 and Ottawa in the top 10. Like, it was a good experience. I think we never played a good team for the past 3 years.
Like, I was telling the people out there that I think non-conference-wise, like, the Ottawa game was probably our biggest win in 2 years.
Yeah.
All right? And we gave Carleton all they could handle on their home court, right?
Yeah.
You know, and I think it's, you know, we did a lot. Like, as a coach, I think that playing 6 games in 10 games in 10 days was difficult for
Yep,
us.
for sure. Yeah.
Now, actually, I always ask the players at the end, what advice would you give to a young aspiring female basketball player wishing to follow in your footsteps?
Of course, do not give up. To follow your dreams, everything is possible. You're gonna have a lot of obstacle to in your probably in your career and in school with in basketball with coaches with your teammates, but you never just never give up and everything's gonna be fine.
Well, those are great words of inspiration. And Ashley, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, coach.
We wish you nothing but success on the court and in the classroom.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Thank you, you too.
Welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. We're joined with Bruce Stevenson from Bishop's University. Bruce, thanks for coming over today.
My pleasure, Craig.
Bruce, can you tell us what you do at Bishop's University?
Currently, I'm working in the Alumni and Development Office, or the Advancement Office as it's called, and I'm doing a specialized type of fundraising with people who want to leave money in their wills to bishops.
Wow. Well, before we get into that in greater detail, you know, I know that you're a local guy, and that's important to this show and to our program. Can you tell us how basketball has impacted your life?
That's a very good question, Craig. I've been involved in basketball for over 54 years, starting at Sherbrooke High School in 1963, as a player, as a coach, as a referee, and for the past few years, a very good fan, I would say.
Now, how did you end up at Bishop's University playing?
A normal transition for a lot of local kids. Bishop's was close by. Had the program I wanted to study, and I liked the coach Gar Smith, so I ended up playing here.
So you played, how many years did you play at Bishop's, Bruce?
I was one of the first 5-year
From what I
guys.
understand, when you graduated, you were one of the top scorers of all time. So you must have been a hell of a player in your time.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. I was an all-purpose guy, Craig.
Now, can you talk a bit about your experience as a student athlete at Bishop's?
Oh, it was absolutely wonderful. It gave me a focus. For the first few years, I actually lived at home in Sherbrooke and commuted. And so it gave me a place where I could meet other kids at university and gave me a purpose.
Now,
After that, a few of our friends, we got an apartment in town and we lived together with the basketball guys.
so you had a great experience.
Wonderful. I wouldn't trade a minute of it.
Now, I guess the story gets even more interesting when I guess near the end of your career, the end of your studies at Bishop's, you started to coach the women's program. How did that come about?
I was wanted to take the education program and I needed a couple of credits, so I came back to study part time and I was approached by Bruce Coulter, who had lost his basketball coach, and he offered me a job for the year to coach the women's basketball program for the grand sum of $500, Craig. About 25 cents an hour it worked out to be.
So Bruce Coulter was your boss, is that what you're saying?
Bruce was my boss. He actually was my coach too. I played JV the first year I was at Bishop's.
Can you give us your thoughts on Bruce Coulter and his contributions to the Bishop's University community?
Well, I think as everybody knows, there's been no greater person to build a sports program than Bruce Coulter. Augie Glass was the principal at the time who hired him, and he said at his retirement speech, Augie said, "The best thing I ever did for Bishop's University was hiring Bruce Coulter."
Wow. Now, you've been around the Bishop's University and Bishop's University athletics for a long time. Can you talk a bit about the glory years of Bishop's University women's basketball?
Okay. Well, I think we'd have to go back to when Wayne Hussey arrived and started the program. He actually won two national championships, 82 and 83, and 83 and 84. But I think possibly some of his other teams were actually better teams than those. For a period of 7 or 8 years, women's basketball was second to none.
Yeah.
At the time, I was coaching at Alexander Galt, and we used to organize some scrimmages, my senior boys basketball team against Wayne's women's basketball team. And I'll tell you, my boys got their eyes opened as to what a good basketball team was all about. They thought they were pretty good, and it was going to be pretty easy going down and playing, scrimmaging the Bishop's girls. Well, they came home with a different attitude. It was good for everybody.
Good, good. Now, with respect to your current position at BU, can you talk about some of the key alumni when it comes to our program and its rich tradition?
There, as you know, there are people from the women's program, Greg, who have done very well in life. For example, Michelle O'Keefe was a former Gator player. She's president of Basketball Canada now. And we have a lot of people who are very supportive of the program, as you know. And it's all about communication with them, building relationships, and getting them involved again. It's easy to forget about your past when you leave Bishop's, but it takes coaches like yourself to stay in touch and regain touch with a lot of people. You know, just think of Keith Cobelt, for example. Keith has been a wonderful addition to your program, a local guy who's moved back here and got involved with basketball again.
Now, what are some of your thoughts on the women's basketball program presently and some of the steps we have taken to get the program back on track? I'm sure you're well aware that the program had fallen on some hard times recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, Greg, I got to say, the addition of you to the coaching staff or as the head coach has been wonderful for the program. As you know, basketball is very difficult to compete at a high level today, and you need to recruit well, you need to schedule well, you have to pretty well dedicate yourself and all your kids to basketball 100%. And I think you've brought that mentality to the program, which has been wonderful.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, and you know, can you talk a bit about the experience of watching varsity basketball games in Mitchell Gym and what it does for the Bishop's University and the Lenoxville community?
It's a wonderful experience. It's a focal point, I would say, Craig. It brings the old, the young, students, townspeople, former players all together, and to watch some great basketball. The entertainment value is excellent. The quality of basketball is very good. And it's amazing to see the little kids, the elementary school kids, get out and play at halftime when they go in between the halves. And it's just a wonderful meeting place. It's good for everyone.
Well, Bruce, we appreciate you dropping by, and we hope to see you sitting up in the stands throughout the season.
I always stand, Greg. I always stand because I'm loud, you know.
Have a great day.
Thanks a lot, Greg.
Okay, welcome back to Time Out with Coach Craig Norman. This is the wrap-up segment of our show. This weekend, we have nothing on slate. We have no games scheduled. We're looking to recover and regenerate our bodies after. We've been on the road three of the past 4 weekends. We went on 3 4-day road trips, so we're pretty well spent. Diane, I think we're pretty well ready to go with conference play. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we're ready.
I mean, we have UCAM November 4th, so what we're going to do is we gave the girls Monday, Tuesday off. We're going to probably practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm thinking about giving them Saturday, Sunday off, let them see their families. I'm even contemplating the following week we're going to practice Monday, Tuesday, take Wednesday off, practice Thursday, Friday, and then we got UCAM on November 4th. Now, we're in a position right now where we got to get healthy. Mara Marchisotti has missed the past 6 games with a fractured left thumb, and she's scheduled to get it x-rayed this Thursday, and she's scheduled to see Dr. Labreck, our team doctor, the following Tuesday. So hopefully next Wednesday she's going to be cleared to play. We played our last 6 games without Mara, who's a 6'5 center who played for the Argentinian senior national team last year, and we've gone 3-3 without her, and we're pretty happy because, you know, we played against some pretty stiff competition, and our younger players have performed fairly decently. Now, this upcoming weekend, I think a couple of the teams in our conference have some action. And Coach Andrew, do you have the schedule for those games?
Yes, so Concordia will play their last preseason game versus Carlton in Montreal this Saturday. And McGill will play on Saturday versus Ottawa and on Sunday versus Carlton.
You know, and that's interesting for us. I'll probably go down and scout those games because I'll get a feel for where we stand because we played Carleton in Ottawa, so it'll be a good measuring stick for us now. As well, is there any Cégep action this week?
Yes, so on Friday, Champlain Cougars will play at Trois-Rivières, and Champlain Saint-Lambert will be at Vanier, and on Sunday, Montmorency will play Sainte-Foy.
Okay, perfect. Now, the song that I picked for this week's show is called Little Village by Van Morrison. Now, I'm a big Van Morrison fan. The reason I picked Little Village is because I think we're privileged and honored to live in Lennoxville, which to me is a little village, and Bishop's University has a small community feel. So I want to wish everybody a great week. Diane, thanks for dropping by again.
No problem, Coach.
We'll talk to you next week and have a great weekend.
There's only two kinds of truth. Baby, let's get it straight from the start. There's only two kinds of truth. Let's get it straight from the start. Is that what you believe? Better than your head and your heart. You're by my side.